forest goes out there. They can make one little more ring of water and you'll be down there.
Go ahead.
Well, the fun is now that because McGovern has hit Earth directly, it gives Earth a chance. We were talking about answering this stuff. It gives Earth a chance to answer if we want to.
Just talked to John. Let me say, how many have seen this television?
I have seen it. It's fantastic.
It's a blockbuster. As I said, it is the best political television ever done in America. And it will be a classic. And one of the things that's happened up to this point is that McGovern has been talking about our issues. He talks about Vietnam, that's our issue. He talks about amnesty, that's our issue. You see, and the more we can keep it there, there's a hell of a lot better than having it out there getting us on taxes from the rich. And the other thing is, do you realize that I've decided it's better, but I think it's a mistake for us to now float out that tax plan because we're not underneath to do so. Do you agree?
Okay, is that a decision that we drop the tax rate in?
Well, we're dropping it for now, and I really think we've got it. If we decide it now, we drop it, period. Because why invite a controversy and say that we're using tax relief for the elderly as a political gimmick? I don't think we ought to do it.
I agree. I thought your tax speech on radio was
never, and I thought that's all you were going to say.
Do you remember that thing we talked about yesterday about the other?
Yes, sir. Well, I don't think
we need.
They haven't made the issue of tax reform. It's a good one.
McGovern is going on Friday night
on taxes
on a half-hour television at 10 o'clock on taxes. And the economy. Well, it's basically now the story now is taxes.
Okay,
that's all the more reason for you not to go on taxes on Saturday on the radio. You know, maybe out of our minds to do that.
I think we'll let him go on taxes. Just let it lie there. What do you think?
I don't think there's.
But why if you respond to it or you just build it up?
Okay, then we'll the other radio to Saturday. Yeah, do no journalism Thursday.
Journalism Saturday. Thursday, I'll go to New York and do it.
Was that a hell of a thing about Fox?
Sure.
It's never fine.
Sure. Well, I don't want to do it. The heavy idea. I don't really know what's up there missing
with the Republican vote. You ever flown from Anchorage?
Sure, I'm not going to.
The only way it is the most frightening flight in the world to go down any of those glaciers. And I went in a big plane, scared to death. They were flying a little stinger plane.
We came down the Cessna 3000.
They'll never find them. You have to agree. And it snowed, too.
Yeah. Unless they're.
What are we doing now? We've got everything up there.
We're all there. Air search and the.
I call
Coast Guard and the whole business up. But it's an awful lot of territory.
You realize that there's a point about this over the bars and the memorials, which they can't have whether they find it or don't find it. The other point is this. Both of them, of course, are on the ballot. You can't assume they're dead until they're found, so you can't take them away from the ballot. So they'll be on the ballot and they'll be reelected.
We're kind of having a funeral service for them up there now. Just came down and said that speakers on the floor are eulogizing him and speaking about him in the past tense.
Just because the Congress has nothing more important.
They have nothing else to do, so they're throwing the time on us.
It's pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Do the thought and let Ziegler know that I need to call.
I did that.
Well, did you know?
Yeah, you were the group when I already
She was taking him very well.
Of course.
She's a great guy.
She's
a great lady.
Senate follow through. something. And I put in what we've been doing for those black colleges. Because those colleges have got to survive. You know?
It's a fascinating phenomenon developing now.
Right.
Blacks are all being pissed upon.
Brown, James Brown was in to see you. They had a big riot at a record store where they demanding that they stop stocking his records.
Well, Sammy Davis is
at the concert.
He came out for me.
James Brown.
Yeah.
He was in here. Remember?
Oh, he's strange.
He is strange, but he's for you.
Right.
So what they do is they buy the records.
Well, I'm sorry.
They're boycotting his records and his concerts, and they're doing the same thing now to Sammy Davis.
They got
a big thing where they putting out the word that don't put on the blocks.
I told them they were going to catch him.
And that probably will lock them up tighter than
anything. They will.
Well, he said he did, because he can afford it.
And I can afford it. I hope for
it. Brown can't do it. No, Brown's.
Brown's.
Oh, yeah.
He's watching radio stations.
He's got some money. He's
got
ears.
I mean, he's a tough cookie.
Well, I tell you, Jim Brown
was for us to leave.
Football.
We got some. We got you.
But I believe that there's no white people, even racism, object to furtherance of their education.
Oh, well, I'm for it. I'm for it.
No, it's not here.
Mr. President, one of the advantages of your radio talks is that we get a text out for the surrogates.
They're positive things. They're all very positive things. You heard the one.
Yes, sir.
That I made when I'm crying. And hit a lot.
Incidentally, not to flatter you at all, because it didn't flatter me. It's the truth. There's no question what you have the best radio voice.
You know, I was thinking about it last night. It's no question I was listening to. And you ought
to use it great.
That's
the only this radio's a great
read. Joe heard that on radio.
But she said she just
works on all the emotion and everything.
That's
the
last
you didn't see that. She had
tied up to
me. Make that thing.
I know.
I can do this as far as
last night.
I think of FDR doing those fireside chats. Enormous effect they had. I remember his voice was fantastic. But the effect that it had. It's no effort. Television is just awful.
Television theater.
Because you're thinking. Well, we're planning at least six more radio talks. I mean, a total. We're planning four or five more at least. What we're going to have on veterans, for example. For Veterans Day, we're going to have one on basically the philosophy the paternalism versus the priest society, which is a high level, and that's this weekend, Saturday. I think the educational appeals to John, if you can put one together, so that we can make those other points.
We need to vent one for next Wednesday. We need to plug one. We need it.
And then you can work into the education.
I'd like this next Wednesday, excuse me.
Yeah.
No, I'd like it for Wednesday, John, if you could, because I don't have anything Wednesday. And if we're missing this Wednesday, and if we don't do it Wednesday, we're going to run out of time. Although the last week, I could do one virtually every day.
There is a draft in me. We'll see.
Go ahead, John.
You're going to put out a little of that vision for the future based on education.
There'll be five on speech on this.
One or two.
There'll be one total speech, the last one, on Sunday. It's also going to be about it. It's summarizing it all. Where do we go in peace? What do we go in economy? Where do we go in this?
It takes you out of the statistics business for a good deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
The thing is, when you just get a journalism on Saturday, you miss that too.
In fact, it's a hell of a good speech.
Yeah, the one
a little bit more.
Yeah, the one thing about the one thing about if you don't just parrot too much, the trouble with the ATW press is a for domestic council is that they tend to naturally be just laundryless. And I cover that quickly. I said we are proud of our record. Here's where we're going to go for the future. Use the term intellectual education, ceiling on the market. I use that with Gail Sayers today, twice there. Ceiling on the market. That means for jobs, for business, and education rents for every American. A floor, yes, a ceiling on the market. But you think we should use it? You're right, man. You like that 15 minutes, or I decided not to go over 15.
Sometimes maybe 5.
Yeah.
15 is not too long.
You reach that prime, you reach
is 4.3 million. You think you're not getting any
money? Yeah, I'll tell you, you are getting lots of people.
No. And then you get a replay on this.
Sure, that's new. It's been just a few years on the
enormous side of it.
That's the... Do you like the type of delivery? I use delivery in a very low key. It isn't a hot delivery.
No, I think it's good.
You think it's the right way? I can put it, I can make it more bigger.
It depends on what you said, you might as well.
Yeah,
I think your delivery is
on the radio.
Excellent.
Mr. President, I like the idea of one a day in the last week or 10 days of the campaign, particularly if the decision remains that you will not be visible in various parts of the country during a daily basis during the last week.
It won't be every day, but we're going to be on the hunt.
Good.
I think they better be probably not.
Okay, if you're honest, Mr. President,
make sure the extent you can is
terribly hard, Mr. President, instead of Mr. Kennedy.
One thing we're planning, we've got the time on revenue sharing, is to do it at Independence Hall.
That's great.
And that's to be, that's not a, I see no reason not to go forward on Friday. They're not going to, they can't do anything with regard to Box's death at that time.
We're not holding up.
No,
we don't have you at all.
Oh, because somebody told me this morning that you were
waiting.
No, not waiting, just the possibility that we may get, there's a real chance that they find it, that might be burial time. We don't postpone it.
Not now.
Wires are out.
Yeah, we
don't have to do that.
Invitations are out.
That'll be quite a bad.
That'll be good.
It's great.
John Love wants me to tell you that he's working for Dick Ogilvy that day in Illinois, and he hopes you understand. Oh, he is the president of Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. Invited to all the governors.
One doesn't show his mind. That's not a good show.
You don't have that right. When I talked to Mayor Rizzo about setting up the thing, he invited us to do it in Philadelphia. He said, the only thing is, what are you going to do about that motherfucker Shaft?
He's got to buy him right here. It's hard to understand what he means.
Yeah,
he has a good director.
Did you tell him not about his remarks, Shaft? Got to talk about not Katie. He's much more restrained than he's talking to me on the line. Anyway, he said, this fighter, he says he's something. He says there was a television girl up here at one of our stations. He named the station. And he says he hired her on his staff to work on television. And he says, she went and I says, as a matter of fact, I think she's banned. And he says, on the other hand, I'm not so sure. He says, he sounds to me like a faggot.
Boy, he's
good boy.
We'll do radio.
We'll do this.
Think what's going to happen.
We're going to do the New York regional meeting on Monday. With a meeting all big shots at Rockefeller Place and then a rally.
Let's distinguished alumnus award at the University of Texas.
That's great.
So, I got to meet him.
Who was the first to meet him? Tom Coughlin?
No, Lady Bird.
Is it, did you see the game?
No, I didn't.
Texas?
No, sure.
I saw it on television.
Apparently, for almost three quarters, it held the ball
game. Well, Texas was a better team, except for 3 points. And then, a block, quick kick of all things. And the game just turned into a run. Oklahoma's quick, but Texas is a hell of a team. They just
well, they were playing, obviously playing the hard side, because they weren't as good. They weren't as expert in ball hands.
I don't know, it did awful well for 3 points. I thought they were going
to win. Well, that's what I
said. Their line was, their offensive line was charted out. Bob Lewis was giving the commentary. He said that the first 3 quarters was beating Oklahoma, and they were going on the ground forward. I mean, they just had that terrific. And then, whack, they'll make a first down. Try a quick kick on the third, not the quick kick, on the third down. Blocked, touchdown, 10 to nothing. Then started to pass. Intercept, go, kick off, they kicked off, guy fumbled the kick off, Oklahoma recovered, touchdown, flew. Sort of looked like a Washington team, the way they win the games, they won't use money off it, it's mistakes they make, the mistakes they lose.
The old Michigan foreman worked very well for quite a while.
Caught and waited for the breaks, and pray, play tough
defense, play tough defense, force errors.
Well, Feely Gilchrist, or that a little before your time.
Well, I was a young man, but you do remember that.
You're right about it.
Economy, no taxes, holding the budget of the line is a hell of a lot more important than the environment.
Bill. He will fight in January for the bill and
yeah,
to recommend.
That's right.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Now, what is the situation? Is the Congress going to be here to override or not?
Looks like.
The House maneuver is going to work.
Well, it's very tenuous. Very tenuous. They'll try. But there are over 320 members up there. So either if you had every Republican out of town, well, they'd still be very close to it for you. And some of these Republicans won't believe. Now, Ford won't believe. He's got the on record on that bill. So he doesn't approve this at all. And he'll frustrate.
Well, we'll just have to take the override.
Secondly, to some extent, it might help you in the Congress after the election. It might help you with the morale of your own troops after the election.
The fact that you were there.
The fact that you were there, that you didn't take it for granted, that you did something. But maybe that's not a bad indication.
I will say that on the second point, I don't think it will help much. The people that have supported us the least in the Congress are those that I helped. First, it was in 66, cracked on a campaign in Illinois for 3 days for him. And he never voted for this one.
Saxby,
I campaigned for him. I mean, what I meant is, there's no loyalty here. Loyalty is run basically that it. Yeah, you take the appeal of your wives thing, you can cover the whole issue of Vietnam in 8 minutes. That's better than 30.
That's correct.
The other thing you can do, if you go to 8 places, you can drop 8 different substantive statements.
Right.
Now, that's not bad.
That's right.
That's the whole point.
We get some real buns out of those.
Yeah, sure. That's the point. I think John's got a good point. You see, you take John along, you drop the substantive statement. You say, I'm going to drop the statement on, you know, the fire and Grand Rapids, and you drop one on
crack another one on Parochial Aid or Busing or something, and then go someplace else. And
Jerry Ford's constituents way to the water.
Sure. Well, all right. Seriously, a written statement on why I vetoed the water bill dropped in the
idea
of Washington will do more good than 58 press releases.
Statements. I mean, you with the staff have gotten everything you could get. Of course, you also just brush over things you said previously. You've got some new rhetoric on it, so
you repeat the crime of crime.
Sure.
You've got to keep repeating it because it hasn't got through yet.
That's right.
I mean, it's got through more. You've got to get a
set of statistics.
And in fact, if you decide today you want to do this, we'll have it up ready by Monday morning, and you can run all week on a pre-package.
Right.
It isn't that hard to do.
Well, you might pick your states in terms of that.
That means. We haven't missed the deadline yet.
You haven't, but I meant to speak first.
Now, he's suspicious of our ability to crank these out.
Now, you know, we do have a little problem with it in terms of the speech right
here. Well,
say it. No,
see, you know, it's next time for that.
Yeah, that's right.
Next time.
You don't count on the research team, right? Because they'll never get them out. You run it.
You're practically written.
I think a restatement of your tax position. Your position on taxes is spending anywhere in the country.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Great.
It's important, Mr. President.
If you're going to do that, I'm going
to veto.
Yeah, that's one shot.
Fire diligence. That's one shot.
Fire diligence.
He'll say it again.
I don't remind people over and over again, Mr. President, of the benefits that flow to the lower income people from the tax relief and tax reform.
Yeah.
About
69. It's a common speech.
And I look at the audience, and they're looking at me as if I'm telling them something for the first time.
Right.
Yeah.
Just forgot.
They
don't
do
that.
Congress is gone. They're going to say, why in the hell can he do something?
But they have to be convinced.
example, John, you know, they thought about it. Of course, I have in 50 states, haven't I, God, and I know that. I mean, I liked it, and the people there liked it when I came, so forth and so on. But what really changed the country is sitting there behind that damn desk on May 8th, talking about a very important issue. That changed 10 million voters.
Sure, cumulatively over the years, that all the
time. And I will admit it all 50 states, but another reason I'm doing it too, there's something about it that is important. The president has the responsibility, we never use this term, but he's not only head of government, he's head of state. And people, I was once talking to Gall about this, you know, he was a very reserved man, a very shy man. And, but he was a man, as he said, who had to go out and take his people back from time to time. And he waded across, and as I do, he didn't like it pretty well, although he was kind and gentle and the rest. And the point was, he would go to the provinces. And the reason is, he said that the people have to see the leader. They have to feel the leader. And from time to time, to go out. He didn't do it very often. Now, my view about going out in the country is really that I just think it's good when we ride through, as we did, the streets of Savannah, and 30,000 blacks are out there. It's great for them to see the president of the United States. You say it doesn't matter. It matters a hell of a lot if they see it. And it's good to go out to Fargo, North Dakota, and have a local paper read you with an editorial saying your farm program isn't worth a damn, a farmer are unhappy, now they're happier than clans. So, but nevertheless, it's good to see it. That's the sort of thing we've done. We haven't gotten the credit for it, may I say, because we don't have a front of the press. I would say that if you were asked the average person in the country how many states the president visited the president, they'd say five.
No, but you ask people in eight states that the president's been there, I don't know.
Well, for example, speaking of such visits, the visit I made to Mississippi during a hurricane, when Eastland was in here, when old Bill Collmer came in, they practically had tears in their eyes saying, what a great you came from Mississippi.
Sure. I can remember those thousands and thousands and thousands of people lining that road there.
They cheered Mitchell to
the biggest crowd there.
Yeah, it was
Mitchell. Cheered
out. They think Mitchell's racist.
Do they really?
But I understand. I like to do it. I like to go. I think the people have gotten there. Also, there's I like the feeling of state pride, city pride, and county pride. I like to be for my city, for my school, and my college, and my state, and my country. I'm for that, and that's a lot. That has a lot to do with this. You see, a lot of this reason to go out. Frankly, this is arguing the other side. If it weren't for the son of a bitch in television, which I think could hurt, I just think it's good to go. Because of the fact that it's just good for the country to feel that whoever was president of the country cares a hell of a lot about them. That's part of the argument for it. You can't put it in words. It has nothing to do with campaign. It isn't going to affect a poll one damn bit. We're out of workers, yes, maybe some. I agree. Although we could cover that other ways. We could send them wires. We could send them letters. We could call a hell of a lot of them on the telephone. They're all sitting around in a room. There are various ways to do that. But sometimes Navy workers just have to see the man out there talking to folks.
Mr. President, this is what ties people to you. You've got 4 years of administering this government. How well you do is going to depend on the amount of continuing support you have in this government.
Among people.
Right. Now, you can be a celluloid hero and get elected. No question about that.
Right.
You don't have to go anywhere. But when you are the only strength you have is through that television, it's a very fragile strength.
Yeah.
And a wrong expression or a wrong anything can kill you. But when you've been out to see the people and they feel like they know you, they've touched you, you've been there, and they say, God, he was here, I remember. They can't take
There's another thing, too, that I have found. It's a
different
thing. That's very good. Another thing that's very good to go to the country when you're in office is that when you're going through various things, or you, as the new term, ambassador, I spent a month in the country, he said, should not say this, but he said, when I'm in the country, in the West Coast, in Texas,
even to the Midwest, and he came back,
he said, I see a different America than I read about in Washington. And he says, very refreshing. You see, when you get through, when we were, for example, going through the Cambodian business and so forth, you sit here in Washington, you think the whole goddamn whole country's against it. You go out into the country, and you find most of the folks are for you. You got to let those folks be. See, this is an incestuous, unhealthy, damn city.
Thank you.